Yes, so we're trying to, well, we're using a website at the moment, and we'll have an app that should help mums meet locally. And I do think technology is a great thing to use for mums for that reason. But I think technology can have a flip side to it. So with Facebook and things like that, you can see the rose-tinted side of things. And if people had looked at my Facebook, they would have thought I was having a brilliant time too, when actually I was struggling quite a lot. So what we're doing with Mummy Links is trying to create a platform for mums to meet, but it by no means encourages them to sit on their phone talking through the platform. It's very much to get them out of the front door meeting, as opposed to yet another social media place where we can chat or argue or whatever it might be. And actually, it doesn't, I don't think it really helps you.
One of these statistics you quote is that 1 in 5 women suffer from PMD. It's still quite high.
Yes, no, it is. It's scary, really. And I think it's kind of a surprise, because people just don't talk about it. And so you kind of think, gosh, can it really be 1 in 5? But it's the kind of thing that people don't feel comfortable yet talking about. I talked about it to close friends when I was going through it, but it's not until I've got through it that I really want to talk out about it, so that other mums going through it can think, actually, this is kind of normal. I mean, it's not ideal, obviously, but it's by no means unusual. It's maybe not normal, but it's not unusual. And actually, when I started talking about it, the number of my friends that said, oh yes, I've been on medication, or, you know, I've struggled with that, or at least they know a friend who had, it made me feel much better. And that actually, I wasn't on my own struggling with this. It was something that a lot of people go through. And yeah, now I just want to help people going through it, really, because it's an awful time and I want them to feel supported and understood.
Why do you think there still is a stigma?
I mean, I think it is reducing. I think because it's a mental health issue and people don't really know how to deal with that. You know, if you've got a broken leg, people know how to help you. I think it is difficult. People just don't know how to help, and whether to, you know, bring it up and talk to you about it, you know, whether to help you practically, what you can do. And actually, when I was going through it, I didn't really know what help I wanted either. I remember, you know, going to the doctors and, you know, saying, I need some help, but I don't really know what it is. I mean, their solution was to suggest medication, which was something I wasn't up for. And so it is difficult. And I think, yeah, people just, because it's not talked about, people don't know what it is they can do to help. And I think if you start kind of talking out, and I think it is just talking, making people feel like you do still love them, they, you know, they're not some strange person that you're going to stop seeing, and just to give people time and flexibility. I know for me, so it came a lot with anxiety, and so, you know, just the flexibility that if I cancelled last minute or whatever, that, you know, they would completely understand. That really helped.
One of the women you've interviewed does talk about this issue, about the worry about not loving the child from the word go. Mm. That's a big point to deal with.
Yes, no, that's difficult. And I was definitely in the same bracket, unfortunately. And I completely love my son now, but it did take a long time. And it's heartbreaking, because you don't expect to go through that, and it makes you feel terrible. And for a long time, I didn't realise that it was postnatal depression. I just thought that I was awful. And so obviously you don't want to talk about that, because, you know, you don't know what the people around you are going, how they're going to judge you. You even, as one of the ladies mentioned as well, you kind of worry, social services going to take my child away. And, you know, how open and honest can you be? And I'm quite an open and honest person. So when, you know, I did eventually start having some like counselling, and I would say what I was thinking, but I remember at times thinking, gosh, should I really be saying this? Can this be putting us at risk in some way?
Finally, what's the next step?
The website's doing really well. We're trying to turn it into an app at the moment. We're working on that. We've got an event in Sutton next week on the 4th. So that will be a great opportunity for some mums to come along. We've got some taster sessions and things like that, and they can sign up. And so it's really about people signing up to the website, which they can do at mummylinks.com. And they, if they don't have a code, which they won't do if they're listening from here, they would just need to go through the Facebook group. And it's invite only, which is really important to us, to make sure that all the mums feel really, really comfortable using it. It's not for mums particularly struggling, but perhaps for them, but it's any mums that want to sign up. And yeah, they have to wait for someone to approve them, but other than that, then they're ready to go.